This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And it's happened in Istanbul.
Brexit.
Brexit happened, which is great. But this is a terrorist attack in Turkey's biggest airport, Istanbul Airport. The news coming internationally from Sky News over in the UK, where at least 36 are confirmed to have been killed in an attack wherein at least three people apparently opened fire prior to blowing themselves up in the airport. And the first question I had before I'd read any of the details from the story was, do you think the bombers went through the security checkpoint before they blew up their bomb packs?
Yeah, you asked it right here. Because all those people are collected outside of the security checkpoint. If you're going to blow, if you wanted to blow a bunch of people up and you didn't want, and you felt like in some way or another you were stopped by security, well, good place to do it if you wanted to do such a thing might be at the airport checkpoint.
This is what we've been saying here on Free Talk Live, is that the security checkpoints at these airports are nothing more than security theater. They can't just keep building more and more checkpoints, or maybe they can, and maybe that's what's coming next. But ultimately, you know, if you wherever you put one of these checkpoints, whoever it is that comes up to that checkpoint can just detonate their bomb right there at the checkpoint. Now, that's not exactly what happened here. Here, they just blew themselves up, apparently, right around the entrances to the airport. So any place before the checkpoint, you can blow up your bomb and take out however many people happen to be around. If it's a busy airport like Istanbul Airport would be, then you're likely going to do significant damage. Obviously, I don't want to see those things happen, but I'm no security expert, and I can figure this stuff out.
Yeah, it doesn't take much expertise to figure out where the people are.
Now, initial indications, according to Sky News, suggest the Islamic State was behind this attack. According to officials from Turkey, figures suggest up to 50 people had been killed, but that number has been downgraded. Three suicide bombers opened fire before blowing themselves up at the international terminal of Ataturk Airport. Istanbul Governor Vasip Sahin told NTV television. Several witnesses reported two explosions, but Mr. Sahin said authorities believe there were three bombers. He said some 60 people were wounded. Six of those sustained serious injuries, according to the state-run Anadolu agency. Two of the attackers detonated their explosives when police fired at them, a second official said, citing information from the Interior Ministry. A witness told NBC News he saw a police officer diving to tackle one of the attackers, who then detonated his bomb. The attack is understood to have happened near the airport entrance before the assailants would have gone through security checks. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
So what do you do about this? I mean, if this was happening in the United States, and it could very easily happen in the United States, what would the government's response be?
Nobody can drive a car onto airport property unless they're actually the passenger. No one's allowed within, you know, X number of feet of the entire airport unless they're a passenger. All kinds of weird stuff.
Well, that still wouldn't have, like, but how would they create a security structure that would enforce that in any way, shape, or form?
Most airports have one road going in and one road going out.
Yeah, that's what they do. They put the TSA right there.
So another checkpoint.
Yeah, they put
this
another
one
checkpoint.
This one
with,
road.
Like, the mirrors that go underneath.
That.
Yeah, you got to have the mirrors
they
that go
those.
Underneath. You have to have people with MP5s low slung over their necks. That's good and threatening. You remember what those people look like down on Wall Street, the police officers. officers look like on Wall Street.
Machine guns.
You want sunglasses, right? The helmets.
Dogs.
The helmets that
dogs.
Look like stormtrooper helmets.
Yeah.
The old, not stormtrooper helmets. The old German helmets. Now they use those for.
We have some martial music playing in the background just for, you know, the added effect.
You need the bulletproof vest that says police across the front.
Mm-hmm.
You could probably use an AR-15 instead of the MP5, but, you know, whatever. You just need something.
Just have the Imperial March playing on loop.
Don, don, da, da.
Yeah, it was so funny. On Anarchy After Dark a few weeks ago, they had Johnson on, and they were actually playing songs like the Imperial March in, I think it was the major key instead of minor? One or the other. They reversed it from one key to the other, and it made it sound like some sort of martial action, something sort of like positive, country, like... anthem that you would hear.
Oh, really?
Somewhere.
Wow.
It was really interesting hearing that. So, yeah, what are they going to do? Set up road-based checkpoints where, you know, like you said, Daryl, only people who have tickets will be allowed through. Are they going to be feeling people up at that checkpoint? Because you could always just buy a ticket and then blow something up to get through that one. I mean, so there's always going to be a way through these and to disrupt these security checkpoints.
What do they do at the checkpoints? Like, there's a video out there of me being stopped at a internal immigration checkpoint.
That's
in
right.
The United States. This is a checkpoint in the United States, many miles from the border. It's not a border checkpoint. And they're basically claiming that they're checking for your citizenship. They've got a dog. Apparently the dog can sniff out foreigners, which is a pretty damn good dog. If you can imagine a dog that's got a nose so good that it can tell where someone was born and what their citizenship
is. You think that's good. In Utah now, the police have canines that sniff for porn on USB sticks.
No, they're sniffing for USB sticks. They're looking for the chemicals in the USB sticks. And in the case of the dogs,
they're specifically looking for people that have porn on
the
USB
application.
Drives.
That's the application. If they were looking for something else on a USB drive, you could use the dog to find that too. But in the case of the dogs and the cars, they're just searching for humans. They can't smell whether the person's an immigrant. They're just trying to determine, is there
you
a person in this
think
trunk?
That the dog isn't that well trained.
Yeah. So they're going to have some dogs. That's absolutely the case. What they did at the checkpoint is they just bother people. They say, are you a U.S. citizen?
Right.
And you answer, I assume, if you answer no with a funny accent, then they've got more questions for you. Mm-hmm. Now, in my case, I asked, do you have reasonable, articulable suspicion to assume that I'm not? Because when police begin asking questions, I've been advised by attorneys never to answer law enforcement's questions. So I want to know if they have, I mean, they've begun an investigation by asking me a question. I want to know, do they have reasonable, articulable suspicion? And they know that they've got no standing to make you answer a question. So this will bother you a little bit.
Yeah. So, yeah, what's coming next after this? Well, you can speculate. Meanwhile, we go to your calls about whatever's on your mind as we talk to Dave in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave. Dave in Ohio, going once. Dave in Ohio, going twice. We're going to put Dave on hold. Maybe a problem with his cell phone connection. We'll try a different Dave. This is another Dave. This one's in New Hampshire. Do we have this Dave? Dave in New Hampshire. You know what? At this point, I'm thinking there's some sort of issue at the network studios where perhaps the potentiometer for our callers has not been turned up. Perhaps
that'd be my guess.
I'm going to put both Daves back on hold and ask for them to be patient.
I just heard a noise.
We will do it. You heard something there?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, I didn't hear anything there. Oh, yep, there is somebody there. Dave in New Hampshire.
Okay. Yes. Well, that's who I think I am.
All right, Dave, go ahead.
Is that who I sound like? Okay, good.
Yes,
all right.
You sound like Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com, the man getting a lot of credit for launching the NH exit movement in the mainstream media here in New Hampshire.
All right, so I've got a question before Dave gives whatever reason he called in for. Is it NH exit or is it Nexit?
NH exit.
Okay.
NH exit.
I've been saying it wrong.
You've been getting a lot of coverage. Congratulations, Dave. I've heard that you guys are already planning another protest, another demonstration outside of another federal building. This one's going to be in Portsmouth coming up next month. So it's great that you guys are keeping up the momentum, keeping NH exit in the news. What were you calling about tonight?
I wanted to mention that the union leader has actually, thanks for the kind words, by the way, but the union leader, the main newspaper in New Hampshire, has ran a poll today, an unscientific poll, asking readers if they would vote to leave the union.
Yes, and so far it is not a majority who are voting to leave the union, but around, what, 40% last time I looked?
Yeah, 41% favored leaving, and I guess about 57 or 58% favored staying, with 2% undecided. I may have the numbers slightly wrong.
Well, what I was surprised about, if you want to stand by, Dave, we can talk more about secession here in moments. I was surprised there are so few ambivalent voters in that. People feel strongly about this.
Every once in a while you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. We will We'll take your calls about whatever you want to discuss. Just dial in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. All of us in the studio here tonight are on currently the MyPillow. MyPillow.com.
You mean sleeping at night on a MyPillow?
Yeah, right. I'm not currently sitting on one.
Although, might not be a bad idea. But it's really a nice pillow. I've enjoyed it. In many cases, chronic headaches, neck, and even back pain can be solved with the right pillow. Your spine should be straight and parallel to the floor. So when you go to sleep tonight, really concentrate on the positioning of your head and your neck. And the MyPillow is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. I've been sleeping with it for a couple of months now, and I think it's great. In fact, I had to get another one because Renee basically jacked the pillow from me, and she started using it because it's pretty comfortable. Plus, it's washable, which is something I've never heard of in the realm of pillows before. You can actually put this thing in the wash and then dry it. And you're good to go. In fact, they recommend that every several months.
Yeah, not just it is washable, but think about for a second how dirty your pillow probably is.
If you've had it for 10 years or something like that.
If it's a down pillow, yeah. I mean, let's be serious. This is an animal product to start with. And then you're sleeping on it night after night after night. Sure, you're using pillowcases and things to protect it. Let's hope so. But it's getting dirtier. It's getting dirtier, you know. Things get through that stuff.
There's different levels of fill that you can get. So, Daryl, you and I, we've tweaked our levels of fill that we have, and you can go and get yours over at MyPillow.com. Plus, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. So, look, if this turns out to not be what you were looking for, if it doesn't, for whatever reason, work for you, you get your money back. So they're that confident in their product that they're offering 60-day money-back guarantee at MyPillow.com. Be sure to use code FTL. If you do, you get another pillow for free, which I'm absolutely shocked. And I mean, I like the product. I figured, you know, this was going to be a great deal that we were going to offer them. I didn't realize it was going to be that good of a deal.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
Two pillows for the price of one with code FTL over at MyPillow.com. By the way, 10-year guarantee on the pillows as well. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty.
And I toss and turn in my sleep. And the way that I don't know what sort of weird magic they have made these pillows with. But
witchcraft.
I don't wake up with a crick in my neck like I did on
neck
like,
is
regular.
Finally held the right position. This is, I mean, for me, this is a so it's just an important issue. I've always been a real stickler for this. Well, at least since I met my wife, because she's a stickler for it. And I'm like, oh, this makes perfectly good sense. If you're sleeping and your neck's cranked down or cranked up,
bad news.
It's going to be bad news. That's one of the reasons you weren't sleeping as well. You're going to get a better night's sleep with my pillow.
Yeah, you get a better.
You don't have to buy a new bed. Just get a new pillow.
Right. You get a better night's sleep, everything is better. Let's go back to Dave in New Hampshire. So, again, MyPillow.com. Use code FTL to get the two-for-one deal. Dave, you're back on Free Talk Live. You were talking about the Union Leader, which is the largest newspaper in New Hampshire. They've got a poll on their front page of the website. The question here, I've got it in front of me, is how would you vote if New Hampshire had a referendum on seceding from the United States? So even using the bad word of secession in the poll, what are the results right now? Do you happen to have it in front of you, Dave?
Well, I'm out walking, but it was 41% in favor of leaving. And
yep, that's what I've got.
7% and 57% in favor of staying last I checked.
56% out of 1,856 voters, 56% saying they will vote to remain a U.S. state, 41% saying I'd vote for a free New Hampshire, 3% are ambivalent, which is really the surprise to me that there wasn't a larger block of uncertain voters here, that these are people who really feel strongly, likely one way or another about this, given that there, at this point, hasn't really been a real campaign to educate in any significant manner the New Hampshire people. The Foundation for New Hampshire Independence is doing outreach. They are trying to get the word out about secession. We've got the New Hampshire Liberty Party that runs political candidates that talk about New Hampshire being independent. But there hasn't been a whole outlay of big money or anything, any kind of real advertising campaign beyond just flyering some events here and there throughout the year. So I think I think this is a good starting point. Obviously, it's unscientific. Obviously, all the secessionist folks here in New Hampshire are going and voting in this poll.
Yeah, they found it, and it's on.
So, I mean, earlier today, it was like when it started at like 27% in favor of secession. So it's been moving towards secession as the day has gone on. So there's only so much you can really glean from an unscientific poll like this. But, Dave, what are your thoughts about it?
Well, I don't have that much else to say about the poll, but I did want to mention that with the demonstration in Portsmouth is actually set up by Derek from the Victimless Crimes Spree movie.
Excellent,
Derek J. And he had, I thought, the fairly brilliant idea of taking advantage of a conflict that's going on between the city of Portsmouth and the federal government over a federal property that's supposed to go to the city, and the feds have been sort of sitting on. So that's going to be the point of the demonstration, and it sort of, you know, brings all the, you know, different bad things that big governments have done to shove little governments around, as opposed to just being us freedom lovers versus the authorities. This is someone where we're, you know, we can sympathize with the local government and support it to some extent in its fight with the larger government. And to me, this kind of is a reminder of how much of a, not so much a brilliant idea, but a no-brainer idea independence is, because it's not like a Hail Mary pass where you have to catch the ball. It's more like a Hail Mary pass where the ball goes a long distance, but you gain every yard that the ball flies, right? Because along the way, you run into little things like this that otherwise might have been ignored or forgotten. I didn't know there was this conflict going on between these two government institutions.
Well, it puts the status on defensive. It puts the federal supporters on the defense. And they don't have really much they can say that looks good for the federal government.
Washington, D.C. sure is great. Right. They can't handle their own crime problem, and we send all kinds of politicians there, and they demand money from us.
You'd have to be the most ardent defender of the federal system. Getting paid by it would probably make you one of them. But you'd have to be a very ardent defender of the idea of the federal government in order to make any kind of sound argument that it was necessary in any way, shape, or form. I mean, it's a regular occurrence that we'll ask somebody. We had a guy call in, I think it was last night, who was telling us, oh, well, we need to tweak the federal system in this way. You know, he had an idea as to how to do that.
I like a good tweaking,
and I told
but
him,
you're not going to get it.
Right. I told him, look, you know, you can't get these ideas through these people in D.C. They're too entrenched. The power's too entrenched. How about we just forget about this whole idea of the federal government? What do we need it for anyway? And his response was, well, we really don't need it.
Yeah. So, I mean, in this area, I do tend to agree with you, Ian, that there's probably more value in just demanding secession, in that, A, it takes you along a path of nullification, which is what I generally support. Mm-hmm. The state of New Hampshire, or whatever state you're in, telling the federal government to pound sand on, you know, particular issues over time. It also it saves energy. If you're going to Washington, you want to tweak this thing, you want to tweak that thing, you want to get a constitutional amendment through, it's
good
your whole
luck.
Life's work.
Yeah.
If you're going to spend your life on something, it might as well be on the idea of just, hey, let's, you know, get the power of Washington out of the individual states.
Yeah, it's something that I think we can persuade people on. And if it's true that, let's say, 30 to 40% of New Hampshireites just right out the gate are ready to support secession, that's a good starting point to start persuading people on this issue. Dave, thanks for keeping us in the loop. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. As we continue, this is Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Bar Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson Baby Powder was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using the talcum baby powder product. Multiple studies show that women who have long-term use of talcum powder in products such as baby powder for feminine hygiene can increase the risk of contracting ovarian cancer. If you or a family member have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Baby Powder Alert today. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free, and you'll pay nothing unless you receive a settlement. So if you or a loved one used talcum baby powder products before being diagnosed with or died from ovarian cancer, make this important free call today. Call 1-800-588-7342. 1-800-588-7342.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Plenty of time for you to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we just had Dave Ridley on from RidleyReport.com talking about the NH exit movement. That it's still small. It's still kind of in the initial phases, but has already received a fair amount of press coverage. And, you know, the reason for that is because about a dozen or so people, maybe 15, went out on Sunday. Not the best time for a protest, but they did it on Sunday. Outside of a federal building in Manchester. We put the news out about it in advance, letting the media know that it was going to be happening. A couple different media organizations showed up. They reported on it. And then, of course, media is like a monkey see, monkey do kind of business to some extent. So
sure is.
Other media saw the first media stories that came out, and so they wrote their own versions of stories, which were based, sadly, on the originals, not based on any new reporting that those other organizations did, but nonetheless, it still got spread around more than it otherwise would have. This is, you know, good free publicity for NH Exit that was all created because somebody, in this case Dave, who called our show a moment ago, decided to create this event and promoted it here in New Hampshire, where it's relatively easy to find people who are willing to help out. Even after a long week at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, he managed to get over a dozen people to show up at, because most people probably beat tired if they were at Porkfest. You know, sure. Get a, you know, a dozen plus people to show up at this event on a Sunday evening. And, it, you know, it's parlayed into even more now. And they're talking about keeping up the pressure, going to different federal buildings across New Hampshire and having similar events happening there. I think it's great. And the more we can get people talking about this, the better. And the fact that the union leader is running a poll on the front page of their website, the union leader being
the major newspaper in the state,
the big newspaper,
the Manchester's newspaper.
The fact that they deliver all the way out here to Keene.
I see. It's called the New Hampshire Union Leader.
Right.
It's not called the Manchester Union Leader.
But correct. It's based in
Manchester. Based in Manchester. And so the fact that there's a poll up on the front page of their website is a huge evidence of success. This one little event that costs nothing to organize besides whatever the cost of the signs that were made for it were has garnered all kinds of press coverage and a poll on the mainstream media's website. That means people are talking about it. That means there's discussions happening at water coolers, on talk radio perhaps, local talk radio, and this is what needs to happen. If we want secession to happen, we have to talk about it like it's a realistic possibility. We've got to take it seriously, put the ideas out there, have people who support secession call talk radio. Now, Dave called us, but we're already on board. I hope Dave or other of the secessionist supporters are listening to their local talk shows and calling them to talk about the ideas of secession. Put the ideas out there, let people consider them, and let them come up with objections. Let's answer those objections as best as we possibly can, whether it's live in the moment or via some sort of literature. And let's keep this conversation going, hopefully culminating maybe towards the end of this year in some sort of legislative thing, because right now the legislators who are, we have a bunch of pro-liberty legislators here in New Hampshire, which again, no one else has in the rest of the country for the most part. But we've got that here. So hopefully one of them will have enough courage to actually put forward some sort of secession legislation, something that'll put it on the ballot as a constitutional amendment or whatever they would have to do. That'll really start a conversation.
Well, and also what the value of secession is it gets legislators and other people thinking about the idea of independence in different ways for New Hampshire. So let's say that you like the federal government for the value that it provides in the area of interstate commerce, right? Like it's a good thing that
it doesn't provide value. It destroys interstate commerce by coming down on truckers and professional drivers who are the lifeblood of this country. Those people are regulated to death, and it's amazing they keep at it.
But yeah, they built the interstate system.
They certainly built the interstate system, and some people might use that.
Actually, it wasn't the federal government that built the interstate system. They designed it.
Paid for it.
They drew some lines on a map.
Yeah.
They designed it. They paid for it with stolen funds, and they hired third-party contractors to actually do the work.
International borders aren't exactly known by truckers to be exciting places to go. Creating new international borders isn't going to be something that many truckers are excited about when it comes to New Hampshire. So, but if you can get New Hampshire or other states, I'm all for other states doing this too, just to tell the federal government back off in whatever it is. Like, we have the sovereign power, and that is the way it was all designed in the first place. The federal government has usurped this stuff. Their document is pretty clear in the 9th and 10th Amendments that the powers that aren't delegated in the Constitution are remanded back to the states and the people respectively, whatever that might mean. And that mean, but it does certainly mean the federal government doesn't have any power that is not enumerated in the Constitution. And them using things like the Interstate Commerce Clause, the General Welfare Clause, and all these other clauses to just do whatever the hell they want is, to my mind, unconstitutional.
Let's go to Tim in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Tim.
Hey, guys. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I was kind of hoping that I'd call in before Sarah, but she was making a joke. I think she was kind of kidding about the moon landing thing, but I
don't think so.
She's called in about that before.
People who generally people who call about crazy conspiracy theories like that are not kidding. They have done enough research to where they totally believe it. I just generally think that if you're going to put your voice behind some sort of crackpot conspiracy, you probably are on board with it.
What's that? Oh, I
said
am,
you're probably on board. No. I meant
if one
the royal
puts,
you
puts one, yeah, one one's voice. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
Well, I was going to say that the reason that she didn't believe it was You know, it was filmed in Albuquerque on a bus at high noon. That's what happened. That's why she didn't believe it. That's why.
Yeah.
But no, I'm glad.
No, if it was filmed in Albuquerque, half of the filming crew would have been hit by a, you know, wandering car, because apparently happens to everybody in Albuquerque.
It was on a bus, so, you know, the footage probably wasn't that good. So, you know,
all right. What else you got?
I'm glad you guys brought up the turkey incident, because that's many hours old. I was actually going to bring it up earlier tonight.
Yeah, the mass shooting, at least if not three explosions by some alleged suicide bombers who blew their bombs up at the entrance to the airport. So, you know, they didn't go through security first, and proving that all of the security is an illusion.
Right. Well, what I was going to say about that is there is a movie called The Siege, which you may have seen. Maybe none of you have seen it, but maybe some of you have. But
the Denzel Washington?
Right, Denzel Washington, Bruce Willis, Rene Russo, I think. Anyway, the character who turns out to be the worst of the bad guys in the movie says, "Can you think of a better target?" When he's talking about a march through downtown. He says, "There's a march that's going to happen, a unity march between you know, different factions who are against what's happening." And he said, "Can you think of a better target?" And that's the whole idea behind the car bombings. It's the idea behind any kind of suicide bombing. They go into a crowded marketplace. They go into a theater. They go into wherever they happen to go into. And especially in Turkey. I mean, there are a lot of people armed in Turkey, but if you own firearms there, you better be vetted by the government. You better be part of the government and I mean, police, military, or secret police or something like that, because that's the only way you're going to have a firearm of your own. So there was no one there to stop these guys if they were going to blow people up. I mean, that's the difference between what we have in our country and what they have in their country, is we have firearms to protect ourselves from these very incidents.
One of the distinctions of the United States of America is that there's more firearm freedom here than there is in most places in the world. Even places that where there are firearms are commonplace, Iraq comes to mind. In many cases, it's just that many of their laws aren't enforced. But I don't think firearms mean freedom, but they certainly do mean that politicians may, you know, be backed up a little bit.
Well, what I mean by firearms, not necessarily meaning freedom. What I mean is that we have them. I mean, you're in New Hampshire. You're on the East Coast, where the founding of our country took place, where everyone there understood what a firearm was supposed to be. Okay, it's putting food on the table, and it's keeping you from being killed by marauding Indians. Okay, that's one. That's another thing. But at the same time, the government can't come and just stomp into your house whenever they feel like it.
Tim, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number here is 855-450. For your thoughts on the attack in Istanbul or whatever's on your mind goes on Free Talk Live.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-689-2939. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests, this is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-689-2939. 1-800-689-2939.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800 800- 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm, the attack in Istanbul, the airport there, was pretty devastating. Apparently three explosions, maybe at least 30 people are dead, close to 40 people. Lots more injured, and security couldn't have done a thing about it because the security checkpoints were inside the airport, and these guys attacked near the front of the airport, near the entrances to the airport, and they were able to get away with what they did.
And we've been saying it all along here on Free Talk Live is that their security checkpoints create new vulnerabilities. And the vulnerability is there's a bunch of people piled up in front of the checkpoint, and boom, you set off a bomb there, you kill a bunch of people. So, you know, I mean, it's all just security theater.
It is, and there was a story here that, okay, yeah, here it is. CIA Director John Brennan is releasing what he has to say about the bombings, suicide bombings in Istanbul. He claims that they bear the signs of ISIS and should serve as a warning to Americans that the terrorist group is aiming to carry out similar attacks in the United States.
Well, you gotta have some good scare tactics.
Right, yeah. This is, you know, being parlayed into an excuse to make people even more afraid and make them demand more government control, more checkpoints, more soldiers, more men with guns standing around acting like they could do a damn thing about somebody who straps on some dynamite or whatever and then just blows themselves up. I don't know what the preferred bombing type is these days.
I'm not an expert either.
Probably not dynamite.
I can tell you I'd like to be a man with a gun if I happen to come up on somebody who's you know, wearing a vest full of dynamite intending to blow themselves up. I don't think it's the guns that really make the problem here. The problem is that the government comes up with these feel-good solutions, and they're not really solutions. TSA agents don't even have guns.
I'd be surprised, he said, if ISIS is not trying to carry out that kind of attack in the United States, he told Yahoo News this yesterday evening, although no organization has claimed responsibility for the bombings at Istanbul Ataturk Airport Tuesday night. Brennan said the method of the attack fits the profile of the terror group. They talked about they were wearing explosive vests. They opened fire, killing close to 40 people. The Turkish prime minister told reporters hours after the bombings that initial findings did implicate ISIS, while the Kurdistan Workers Party, or PKK, has targeted police and military personnel with bombs during the past year. Officials said ISIS is more likely behind Tuesday's attack. Brennan said, quote, I'm worried from the standpoint of an intelligence professional who looks at the capabilities of ISIS and their determination to kill as many people as possible and to carry out attacks abroad. He said that ISIS has so far been unable to attack the United States. Get this. He claims because of effective homeland security and intelligence measures. As though the U.S. government is so omnipresent, so omniscient, that they've been able to interdict every possible opportunity that ISIS might have to attack people here in the United States.
Clearly they didn't. Orlando was, supposedly an ISIS-type attack. The guy claimed he was part of ISIS. ISIS called for independent people to, do those sorts of things.
Well, so the guy was pretty confused based on the story from antiwar.com.
I'm not claiming he's not.
He also said he was part of Hezbollah, which is apparently not ISIS.
An organization that has nothing to do with ISIS.
Hates ISIS or something like that.
No doubt about it. I'm not claiming that, but why? If Homeland Security has been so great at stopping attacks, why didn't it stop that one? Secondly, what was there about this attack that Homeland Security is good at preventing?
Because
nothing.
A man with a gun goes into a club. In this case,
no, I meant about the airport.
Example, same thing. Men with guns walk into the airport and blow themselves up after shooting some people.
It's probably, maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's harder to get explosives to make the vests here in the United States.
You can make explosives. Go look up the Anarchist Cookbook. And by the way,
it's very old.
Be very, very careful. I shouldn't recommend that because some of the recipes in the Anarchist Cookbook are, from what I've understood, not really good, meaning that they could actually hurt you if you possibly make those recipes. But there are bomb-making instructions.
You're not suggesting anyone actually do it. No. You're just saying that the
instructions are out there.
Yeah,
I would never suggest somebody actually commit violence because I don't believe in that. But the instructions for making bombs are not hard to find. They've been around since before the Internet, and now they're even more prevalent than ever before. I suspect you can likely do it with household chemicals, but I've never really looked into it myself. I'm sure somebody out there who knows a thing or two and did some experimentation as a teenager would likely be able to enlighten us. Because a lot of teenagers,
I'd like to know how many fingers they have left.
Like to blow things up when they're growing up. So there's a lot of people that had this experience. Look, if you want to, you could probably do some damage, even without a bomb at an airport or something like that. So the fact that it's not happening isn't because the government has their ear to the ground and they know whenever somebody's thinking crazy thoughts. Obviously, they didn't stop the San Bernardino shootings. They didn't stop the Boston bombers. They didn't stop, fill in the blanks. The only people they've stopped have been the ones that they've set up in the first place. That's ones where the FBI gives a potential bomber, the encouragement that they need to do it, gives them the ideas that they need to do it, gives them the bomb, which is usually inert, not a real bomb, but they give them what they believe is a real bomb, and then they take them there. They give them everything they need to pull the plunger or push the plunger and, make something go boom, and then they arrest them right before that moment actually occurs. And we've seen, now apparently there have been 200 of those instances.
They're very effective in catching those people.
Right, over the last decade and a half. So I am not impressed. If there really was a threat from ISIS in the United States, you'd see things happening. You'd see these things happening here. It's not because of the government that they're not happening. They're just not happening for whatever reason because there really aren't that many ISIS people in the United States. Even though there aren't ISIS people in the United States, there are still people who are upset about what the U.S. government has done over in the Middle East.
The Boston bombers are right. A great example. What you have is these, and I would say to some extent, probably the Orlando guy too, the Orlando shooter, is that you've got these people, usually first generation Muslims, that are upset with the way the United States is prosecuting you know, wars in what they consider an oppression and what they consider to be their homeland. Now, I'm with you. They should consider the United States their homeland, but I'm a United States citizen, and as United Statesy as any citizen gets, and I think the U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East sucks, and right. I'm certain that it's putting my family in danger. But, so if you, I don't know, are very not very far removed from that, you might even feel, you know, more allied with those folks.
Right. So, yeah, I don't think for a moment that it's the government that's keeping people safe from these things. I think it's just that people, for the most part, aren't psychos, and they're not willing to, you know, use violence to achieve their political viewpoints because they don't work for the government. Ultimately, if they wanted to, there'd be very little the government could do that would stop them. Go ahead. Keep setting up checkpoints. Eventually, you'll just have more bombers blowing themselves up outside of the checkpoints. Or nearby or before.
And as the iron fist of the state continues to clench in and create more and more of a police state, because that's the only way to handle this stuff. Take a look at the TSA, right, and compare it to what was happened before. And consider that organization has never caught a terrorist. But as the iron fist creeps in, then you'll find more and more people are just like, I can't put up with this. And you're going to find the unrest is going to increase. As the unrest increases, then you'll find more people that are willing to use
violence. Somebody's going to snap.
Yeah, and it just keeps on happening. This is the difficulty. This is the lesson that people in Washington, D.C., and frankly voters, just haven't learned. You cannot control your way out of one of these situations.
I'm just, you know, waiting to figure out how long it's going to be before there's a TSA agent waiting on me to walk outside of the studios, because walking is a form of transportation. And we must control that.
You know, it seems ridiculous, but that, I mean, they have shown up at train stations. They have shown up at bus stations.
Yeah.
They have the
modes of transportation.
Right. They have the Viper squads, which does those things.
Scary names.
They'll set up at these places for temporary time frames. It's stuff like this that's going to give the government the excuse to say, well, now we're going to have twice the TSA. We need to double our ranks. We need to have TSA checkpoints at the front doors
right.
of the airports.
And don't forget, foreign bombing is what caused water bottles to be disallowed on airplanes. That didn't come right away after 9/11. It came after the airplane, the plot in Great Britain, where some people were going to put together a bomb in the bathroom.
People talked about it. They didn't even do it.
It's also the scientifically not possible in most flights. I think you need like 6 hours to create whatever it is that they were imagining creating. So any flight less than 6 hours where they're taking your water bottle, it's just a program where it allows people to sell expensive water bottles after the checkpoint.
Check out Daryl at libertylobby.xyz and help him with his project. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.